Hello, America. It's Friday. Got a great podcast for you. Bill O'Reilly joins us. A lot of fun towards the beginning of the show and the podcast. And I think a lot of deep, deep insight and by the end of the show. Things that you need to hear. Some hopeful stuff on today's show. We also talk about Biden's press conference yesterday, which really pissed me off.
It was not a press conference, it should be clear.
Yeah, it was a speech. Didn't take any questions from the press. The longest that any president has ever gone is 33 or 34 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's already 52 days into it and not talking to the press. We talk about that and so much more on today's podcast.
Not to mention a couple of big time Democratic congressmen asking for the resignation of Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is awful. .com is the place to go to get your Andrew Cuomo's awful gear. Don't miss that. Don't forget to subscribe to blazetv.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn for $10 off because there's a special show today.
Yeah, a special show today on Blaze TV just for Blaze subscribers, but also the podcast is out for Blaze TV subscribers. But on Saturday, the podcast one-on-one for about an hour with Richard Grenell, the former director of national intelligence. We talk about Hunter Biden. Unbelievable stuff on that. We talk about what did the president know, this president, current president, about China. Can we trust it? One of our producers said he says more without saying anything than anyone I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. He's extraordinarily careful and maybe running for the governorship of California. That's a podcast, comes out on Saturday. Richard Grenell. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Pat Gray is joining us from the podcast Pat Gray Unleashed. Pat, I want to play cut number two, please. And I want to ask you if you have ever heard the president of the United States, ever any president, utter these words.
In the coming weeks, we will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
Have you?
I have not ever heard that before.
Because what's funny is,
you're going to tell me what I can and cannot do after I'm vaccinated.
See, just a short while ago, about 250 years ago, we issued some guidelines on what they can and cannot do. And one of those, I'm pretty sure, is saying things like that.
Yes. Yes. I loved the whole speech last night.
Did you?
It was stirring. We got some permission to be free. Well, maybe. Maybe you might be able to be free. We were told we may get permission if we act the way we're supposed to act, if we behave ourselves and we wash behind our ears and we eat all our vegetables and we wash our hands, then maybe we can have a couple of people come to our house on the 4th of July for a barbecue.
Maybe.
So but maybe
it's
not.
It's really like telling your little kid exactly what Pat just said. If you behave yourself, when we leave here, we could stop and get some ice cream.
We'll see, but it depends on how you act.
Right.
That's exactly what he did last night.
I know.
It depends nuts. On if we can't allow your backyard barbecue, it's going to be your fault because you didn't do the things I told you to do.
I am so close to just announcing the largest backyard barbecue.
I know. I want to have 1,500 people in my backyard.
I am serious. I might just invite everybody to my ranch for a backyard barbecue this 4th of July.
Should do it.
Because I am. Should I?
Should do it. Should do it.
Your house, not ours. Yeah. But your house. Yeah.
I mean, I'm really close to doing it because, I mean, it won't be anything. You know, we'll do some fireworks and we'll, you know, have some burgers and whatever. And you just come and we're just going to have a big, huge, frickin' backyard barbecue with just a few friends.
Do me a favor. Do it on July 3rd, though, because I just want it to be one day before he says it's okay.
That's all I want.
That's Saturday, too. Saturday is July 3rd. Sunday, July 4th.
You know what? Stay tuned. I might do it. I can't take it.
Does it depend on how the listeners act? Does it depend on that?
Well,
if they mind their P's and Q's.
If they behave. If you behave, listeners, We might mm-hmm. allow you to come to my backyard barbecue. And I have 1,000 acres in my backyard, so a few friends could gather.
Yeah, we won't see each other, but we'll all be there.
All right. Pat, did you notice that we also now have a Pentagon going after Tucker Carlson?
That pisses me off. Many things do, but that is that's amazing.
You don't have your Pentagon taking on political issues.
Or private citizens
or
like
private
that.
Citizens.
What business do you have of commenting on what Tucker Carlson did on his show?
The military protects all Americans.
Right.
And the military is not for internal politics, but external politics. And we are quickly turning our military into a political force. It is extraordinarily dangerous. And
sure
I
is.
Urge anyone in the Pentagon that understands that to stand up. You cannot be quiet about it. You must stand up. I know there are people there that are like, if I say something, then I'm out and it'll all be to these radicals in there. You must stand up. People who are seeing things happening in their own communities, in your own churches or your own schools, you must stand up now, because this thing is growing out of control.
In order to get outraged over this, too, you have to ignore his ultimate point there. The point was, you know, what are the priorities of the U.S. military?
Right.
Are the priorities designing maternity wear for Air Force pilots, or are they making sure that we're combat ready just in case?
You know, my dad couldn't join the Marines because he had flat feet. Now, why couldn't you serve in World War II if you had flat feet?
Because
your feet would hurt if you were marching a long way. Okay. If you had flat feet.
Wow. That was really the issue.
Yeah.
Your feet would hurt
and you may not be able to accomplish all that you had to accomplish because you were going to be marching a lot. You were going to be climbing hills and marching mm-hmm. across Europe. Wait. So my dad couldn't join the Marines because he had flat feet. Mm-hmm. But somebody who's pregnant can be in our... I mean, does anyone think that's a good idea?
Haven't we been told for the past several decades that, like, the worst thing you can do is not stand up when there's a pregnant woman on, like, the subway? You're supposed to stand up and let them sit down. If you're on a train, mm-hmm. you stand up and give them the seat, right?
Hey, don't treat them any different. Right, Toots likes it. So what? They get a little pregnant. They take care of that. You know what I'm saying?
It's like we don't want pregnant women to be killed.
No.
Is that a bad
babies.
Is that a bad instinct? I feel
babies.
Yeah, and women yeah. and women Can and the babies. Like we'd like them both mm-hmm. to live. That's I know this is crazy and controversial in the society, but we want the children to live and the mothers to live.
I mean, imagine if you are captured and you're a woman. You know you're gonna get worse treatment. And I'm sorry, but it is in men and it should be, and we should never squash this in men. It is in men to protect women and children first
mm-hmm. yep.
and never, ever allow anyone to squash that. So somebody is on your team and they're a woman and they're captured. It is in men to just want to go and focus to save them, mm-hmm. to make sure they're not captured, because they know they know what's going to happen to that individual. If they're pregnant, can you imagine what they could do to the woman using the child? Are we insane? We're insane.
A woman can't even, they're not even supposed to eat really spicy food, but they can fly sorties over Afghanistan when they're pregnant.
It's no sushi.
It doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't really work.
Yeah, sure, dodge some bullets.
Gosh.
Again, that doesn't mean that they're trying to like complete these two issues where like if a woman who's working in the military should not like lose her job because she got pregnant. No one is saying
not.
That.
Right.
But like to take someone who's pregnant, who again, like we do everything we can to try try to help because we know they're doing something great for the species, and also it's very difficult. So we do what we can to move them out of the most physically demanding roles.
Could we just boil it down? They're talking about body armor for pregnant women. Okay, that's what we're talking about. It's not like talking about, hey, you know, even the planes. Mm-hmm. I want to fly. Well, can you fit between you and the yoke of the plane? Okay, if you're that pregnant, we're not going to redesign the planes. But if you're fine, I don't have a problem. We're talking about the entire military. When they start saying, well, we need bigger body armor. Excuse me? Excuse me? No,
no. We really shouldn't be putting pregnant women in the place where they could get shot.
Did I miss it? Are we now using women on the front line? Because, yes, women could be in the military, but they were never front line up until...
I think
that changed. Is that over now?
Yeah, I think that changed in... If somebody from the military call, I think that has changed.
So it's changed so much to the fact that now not only can they be at the front line, but they can be on the front line if they're pregnant? You got a 6-month pregnant woman on the front lines?
Jason Buttrill, who is our chief researcher and writer for the Glenn Beck TV program, he was in the service. And he said at 9/11, when he was in Afghanistan, the biggest thing that they had to worry about, he said, really, honestly, the only thing we were talking about was how many pregnant women were part of the force. And how do we deal with all of these pregnant women?
Wow, really?
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So we've got, we're a little out of control. The Pentagon should not be involved in politics at all. What they're doing is they're politicizing the military. Does anyone who is a Democrat see how dangerous that is? You can say whatever you want about Donald Trump. You can say whatever you want about Ronald Reagan. But they did not politicize, and the Pentagon officials never would have allowed it. They must stay neutral. That's why when they're doing purity tests, and they're saying if anybody was online and they were supporting anything that had to do with Donald Trump losing the election because of, you know, shenanigans of any sort, that was too politically involved. They are now going after Tucker Carlson. I went through this when I was in Tucker Carlson's position. I went through this. They perfected it on me. Well, it's been 10 years. They have every lever of power. I had 5 people in the White House, 5 White House officials go after me personally and use organizations to come after me, my job, my business, my family. 5. That had never happened before. But that's a political station, the White House. We just never had done it. But Obama started it, so why not? This is the military. You cannot allow the military to be politicized. Not for the left, not for the right. It cannot happen. If it does, you now have stormtroopers. I don't care whose side it's on. You now have a force to enforce everything or anything one political party or the other wants.
And you know who used to agree with that? The military.
Yeah, military.
The military used to agree with that. Now they're just participating in it.
Yeah. This is sort of coming back to
me. Wait. I can't let that slide. You know the generals for the National Guard said they wanted to get out of
D.C. Yes.
They said, there's no reason for us. We need to go home. And then it was the higher ups. So it's not all the military.
Right.
Right. So this kind of coming back to me, I think it will with you guys as well. 2015, there was a 1988 rule that made it so women couldn't do a lot of roles in the military. That was lifted in 1994. At that point, it got up to about, they could do about 90% of the jobs in the military, but not frontline combat.
That's what I thought.
In 2015, Barack Obama issued, and the military as well, issued a statement that they could do all roles now. So they are up to 100%. Now, I don't know how common it is.
Wow.
I mean, pregnant women is I mean, to me, it's a totally different situation. But I mean, just from a physically demanding thing, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's a heck of a burden, right? To carry another human and being inside of you for 9 months.
It's the most important thing anyone can do. It's the most important thing and the most significant thing anyone can do. And I have no problem with women fighting. I have no problem with that. You want to do that? Some women are built for that. Some guys are built for that.
I mean,
not
Gina Carano kicked a lot of people's asses.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. If you're actually fighting for your children, don't ever get between a mom and her. They're more fierce than men ever are. So I have no problem with that. Let's just not put pregnant women in the line of fire. It's bad for a bazillion reasons.
The left has already done a lot of effort to try to kill the babies over the years. Yeah. Can we keep the mothers alive at least?
This is the latest effort.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Talking to Bill O'Reilly, it's Friday. Get a recap of what he thinks is the most important. I want to ask his opinion on something that is brand new. I have never seen this. I've seen the government politicized. I've seen all of the branches of the government politicized. Those are political branches except for the Supreme Court. But that has been politicized. Now it's a political body. The one thing that we have trust in, and the one thing that Americans have always had trust in, is our military. And it's essential that we have a military that is trusted and deserves our trust. It's not been politicized until now. The Pentagon has attacked now Tucker Carlson by name. The Pentagon website attacked a Fox Cable News host, a senior enlisted leader in the U.S. Space Command, attacked Carlson by name, and I've never seen that before. Bill, have you?
It might have happened before in Vietnam era, but what's going on is that what people don't understand about the military is that the top echelon of it is they're appointed people.
Yes.
So the Secretary of Defense, the head of the Joint Chiefs, these are appointed by civilian politicians. So they're all going to do what the left wants them to do at this juncture. Okay. And so when Carlson came out and said, look, it's not efficient to have pregnant women in combat units, which is true. Mm-hmm. Then these people, because they're virtue signalers, politically correct people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the crew. Oh, you can't do that. Is this an issue that I think is going to erode the capability of the U.S. military? No. It's just a signal that the military, like everything else in this country, is now full of virtue signalers.
Well, it bothers me because the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has said that there are enemies, I'm quoting, enemies within the military ranks.
Yes.
And they're trying to root out extremists without defining what those enemies or extremists are. And
conservative Trump supporters.
Right.
I'll define it for you.
Right. I know that, but they're not saying that themselves.
Well, why would they ever say that?
Right.
They can't say that.
They also claim that Carlson shouldn't be listened to because he never served in the military. But we have a civilian-run military. It is by design that our civilians can criticize the military.
I don't think Biden served in the military, did he?
Don't think so.
Fact check on that?
I don't think so. Look that up.
Okay, so
his son did.
If there's a military person saying don't listen to anybody because they didn't serve in the military, that means Biden has resigned as commander in chief, right?
It would.
See, a logical guy like me, I don't take a lot of this seriously because I know what the game is. And I know that military people play the game just like civilian people. It's
right.
A huge bureaucracy.
Right, which makes me nervous because they are trying to make the military now into an arm of a political party, I believe.
But it's impossible for them to do that in the rank and file. So traditionally, most military people come from the South, come from military people, come from conservative families. So they're not going to be able to change that culture. You know, here's a good example. The culture on the college campus is changed because now you have a punishing atmosphere on most colleges toward traditional conservative students and teachers. In the military, that's not going to take root, in my opinion. Now, I could be wrong, but my theme is on BillO'Reilly.com that there's going to be a ferocious backlash against all this PC virtue signaling cancel culture stuff. And that backlash is going to be seen in the midterm election next year, 2022. You're going to see that. Now, people go, oh, the whole election's rigged. Okay, look, this time around, the Republicans made big gains in the House.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, yeah, there are questionable things that happened in the presidential vote. But by and large, I think the folks are going to be able to cast a ballot that's meaningful next year. Now, again, I could be wrong on all of this. But I don't see the military deteriorating.
Boy, I do.
Because of some politically correct leadership.
I think you've already seen the deterioration of the military. Now, not necessarily in the rank and not necessarily in the rank and file yet. But Bill, you can't have everybody up on the top saying one thing and expect the military not to eventually change and morph into that culture.
But it would
especially
take a while. It would be like colleges. This has been going on college campuses probably for a decade or more. And they weeded out all the conservative or traditional professors. The college that I went to, Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, was a working class traditional school. Now it's Loonsville. Boston U, where I have a master's in broadcast journalism. When I was there under the president, John Silber, it was reasonable. Now it's ranked, I think, the fifth most liberal college in the United States. So this takes a while to do this because the captains and the lieutenants really run the military, as you know, not the Secretary of Defense. Nobody even knows him. Joe Biden doesn't know who he is. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Who are you?
Yeah, he didn't even, he couldn't even remember the name of that building over there, the Pentagon. So let me ask you, what is happening with the troops in Washington, D.C.? The general we found out this week of the reserves said, we're pulling out. There's no reason for us to be here. And the Pentagon said, no, you're not.
No, you got to stay because this is what they call optics. So everyone knows that the government's about to be overthrown by some guys in Idaho with bazookas. Everybody knows that as soon as they can get
besmirch Idaho. I mean,
no, but it's
a
mountainous region, Beck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's just geography.
My wife says New England has a mountainous region in it too. So.
All right. So let's go to Vermont.
Then. Okay. Yes.
Okay. There's a few of them there, as soon as they can get enough money for bus tickets to go to D.C., it's going to be a giant coup d'état. So we got to have the military there. Meantime, in Minneapolis, which could burn to the ground at any minute, all right, they're set up another zone like they did in Seattle, where police are not allowed.
Well, they already have a zone now. It's an armed military zone in Minneapolis, and nobody seems to be covering that.
You can't cover.
I know.
But the governor of the state has called out the guard.
Yes.
You would assume that the guard will go in and, you know, knock over these cardboard boxes or whatever they're doing.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Real quick, I have to get your thoughts on the border crossings. What is coming our way? What is the strategy there, Bill?
here's the strategy. Everybody comes in. It's kind of like an open house. Thank God it's Friday party.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Before COVID. Hey, come on. No cover charge. No minimum. Come on in. We'll have a blast. And again, Biden has no idea. Biden, you know, Biden right now doesn't know where New Mexico is. All right. Is that someplace up by the Dakotas? So you got an open border. That's what you have. And this is what people who voted for Joe Biden should have expected. Okay? Again, next year, all of this has to stop or you're going to lose your country. And that's the truth.
Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. You can pick up his book, Killing Crazy Horse. And there's rumor that he has Killing the Mob.
And you can read Killing the Mob this weekend, Beck.
I don't have the book.
Hire someone to read it.
I don't have the book. I can't.
You don't have the book.
I can't find the book anywhere. And if you refuse to send it to me, then what am I going to do?
Talk about a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. How old are you?
Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program. There's something happening in Texas that I think is really disturbing. Governor Abbott, who I've been a big fan of for a long time, I don't know what the hell is happening with him. I just don't know. He has come out against Gab. And I think this is all about politics, but you're messing with freedom of speech. I don't think there is a bigger defender in the media of Israel than me. I am. I have led campaigns against anti-Semitism. I've gotten the, you know, the Defender of Israel Award presented to me by Benjamin Netanyahu. I've got credibility there. Gab is under attack now by Governor Abbott and saying that they need to be regulated because there's anti-Semitic speech on Gab. I'm sure there is, because there's anti-Semitic speech in America and the world. That doesn't make a platform that doesn't edit people's material anti-Semitic. There are Jews and people who are pro-Jewish people on Gab. You can't have a platform and then say, I'm going to make this a free speech platform, but I'm going to pick and choose which speech I don't like. Gab, their whole thing is we don't edit speech. Now, this looks to be like something where the Republicans are splitting and Governor Abbott is trying to, Austin? I have no idea. And Colonel Alan West is on the other side. And Colonel Alan West is saying we have got to get our foundation right and back to Texas principles, which is you may not like it, but everybody has the same right. And I worry about Texas. I really, you lose Texas, you lose the country forever.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about his explanation.
I'd love to talk to Abbott, but he won't come on.
Less than a week ago, he went, I mean, here's the headline. Governor Greg Abbott backs bill to stop social media companies from banning Texans for political views.
Right.
So he's in the middle of legitimately supporting like anti-big tech type of stuff.
We've had his
we've
had his attorney general on, and I've asked him point blank, are you going to support people's right to free speech? I mean, we are the largest subscription service for right of center viewpoints in the world, and we're based in Texas for a reason. Are you going to defend us when people start to come? He said yes. But how can you say that and be consistent if you're also going after Gab? I'm missing something here. I think it's politics, which I would be very disappointed in.
Yeah, there does seem to be kind of a little power struggle going on in Texas in the Republican Party. I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
Talk about Texas values.
Yeah, I'd like to hear at least his explanation of it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would too.
But there's, you know, I'm not on Gab. I don't know much about it.
I don't either.
Certainly that's been the one that's been most highly presented as like a home for speech that is that everyone would disagree with.
Right.
And that's been the thing. You know, it's tough because the free speech social network thing is a tough platform because you say that and you're like, okay, we're going to give everybody free speech. So the people that go there are the people that get banned from the other services.
Right. And then, they're also the ones who want to push it to the limits.
And they're the ones that want to push it to the limits. Right. So you wind up getting more, as a percentage basis, more mm-hmm. toxic content that maybe you don't want as a user. Though, obviously, you should be able to control your own.
You can control your own.
You can, right? I mean,
I mean, at least I know on Parler, you can't, you know, I don't know about Gab, but you can control what you see and don't see. And you can do that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you should be able to.
Right.
You should be able to. But that's your choice.
Again, this is the thing that I think people, because that's true. They have all those tools on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. You can control your experience pretty closely. The issue is the left does not want you to control your experience because they don't Correct. Like the way you're controlling it.
Correct.
They want to be able to control your experience for you.
This is the social media is the modern telephone. It is. Are you going to ban telephones because some people say on telephones things that you don't like and some people just shouldn't have telephones because they can organize people? That's insanity. It's insanity. This is the way people communicate, and there is going to be speech you don't like. Become a free speech absolutist. That does not make you an extremist. That makes you a constitutional American. Na, 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 na.